That's the emotional side. You know, that is pure emotion. The one thing I can tell you that we need to do more so this year than any other year that I've been in around this industry is that we need to take those emotions and we need to sift through them. What is real? What is not? And so when you look at what's happening here from headline perspective, let's take grain. Just a week and a half ago, right, you had Russia that was going to come out and we're not going to they're pulling out of that grain deal. So now all of a sudden, Ukraine's got an issue. Everyone else that was in that party was saying that, hey, we're still going to export. It's not so much what gets exported or how. There's ships there. There's grain to be delivered. But the problem that we currently have isn't that. It's who's going to insure the boats that it gets through that canal at a proper pace, proper speed, and then it has what it has on there. Those insurance companies are the ones that back out. So if you're not going to insure that boat, chances are you're not moving grain. So we went from saying, hey, Russia's backing out and this is a big issue, to now all of a sudden, a couple days later, it's, hey, guys, just kidding, right? I'm in the deal. So you went 50, 60, almost limit higher for wheat one day to turn around to be that 50, 60 to limit down as we went through that week. That is raw emotion. So that's the day-to-day stuff that we need to sift through. Longer-term futures right now still sitting with 600 million carryout for wheat. And until we see demand, those rallies or those stories may be looked at as selling opportunities versus buying opportunities.